I'm going to offer a guided meditation on loving kindness, or metta. Loving kindness is one of the four boundless qualities of heart, awakened qualities of heart. And I mentioned them in my talk this afternoon, that the insight into no self opens us to a realization that we are connected, we are interconnected with all of life, and this interconnection is the expression of this interconnection is love. Or we could even say that realizing the interconnection is itself love. And so, this quality of a loving heart, a deeply connected heart, arises naturally in our practice as this sense of self, this is me, this is mine, and versus other, as this begins to be seen through as our practice matures and deepens and develops. And we can also cultivate this quality of heart. It's a natural expression. The quality of metta, or loving friendship, is a love which isn't an expression of our own agenda. So it's a love which really wants all of life to realize freedom, happiness, well-being, peace. And so the language that we use is the language of I offer you this intention, this wish. And at the same time, it's grounded in a vision that there really is no real separation, and that your happiness is my happiness is your happiness, and the you and me doesn't even quite make sense on a very when we look deeply. So to begin the guided meditation, please take a posture which is comfortable and at the same time which is collected and present and attentive. And begin by becoming present in the body. Bringing a quality of loving presence in the body. Feeling the earth supporting us. And trusting that support. Opening to a sense of gratitude for that support. And breathing into the heart. Finding discovering, opening to a quality of spaciousness of heart in whatever way that that is felt or known to you, a sense of receptivity of heart, openness. First of all, an openness of heart toward ourselves as we do this practice. That whatever arises can be received. Sometimes when we are doing the practice of loving kindness, mental states, thoughts might arise which appear to contradict the intentions that we're offering. So resentment might arise, fear might arise, anger, sadness might arise. In this quality of openness and spaciousness of heart, there's room for everything. So there's room for love and compassion and sadness and fear. So we begin by offering this this love to ourselves, this sense of friendship to ourselves. Bring to mind your own deep desire to experience a sense of well-being, a sense of deep connection in your life, peace, authenticity, love. Well-being. Your heart's desire. However, whatever words you would use to express that. And as you bring this into heart, mind, this deep core aspiration to be free, to be loving, to be at peace, to be deeply connected in your life. Allow a response to arise of deep caring and kindness toward yourself, wishing yourself well, wishing that you may experience this deep aspiration. And really, the response arises from the same space as this desire itself. And as we connect with our deep intention of love and kindness toward ourselves, notice any quality of heart that arises. Perhaps you there's a softening of the heart, or an opening of the heart, or flow of the heart. And if you notice this, you might just rest in this quality of openness without words, or just saying metta, just connecting with this quality by saying metta. Or it might be more helpful to use some phrases to connect with this aspiration, this intention of kindness toward yourself. And I'll offer a few traditional phrases. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be happy and at peace. May I be free from suffering. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. Whichever way that you can connect with this intention, this loving intention, this loving friendship toward yourself, whether it's in silence or just using the word metta or using one or more of the phrases that I offered, just take the next couple of minutes to be present with yourself in this way, offering this intention of love. Of course, if you have other phrases that you are used to using, feel free to use those in your silent practice now. We're going to move through a few different focuses of offering loving kindness. And always feel free, if you feel that where you are, like offering right now, offering this love and friendship to yourself is feels very alive and you want to stay there, feel free to stay and not move on right away. So if you're ready to move on, bring to mind somebody that you feel close to. It could be a parent or a child or a spouse or lover or a dear friend or a teacher or a grandparent. And sometimes people even feel somehow closest, and it feels their heart is most open to offering metta to one of their pets, to a dearly beloved pet. So the point is to choose somebody where your heart feels quite open, unimpeded. And in some way connect with this person, this being, by perhaps imagining them here or imagining yourselves together somewhere, or just sensing their presence with you. And bring to mind that, just like you, this person also wishes to experience a sense of well-being, a sense of peace, a sense of connection in their lives. Wishes to be free from suffering. Wishes to be happy and at peace. And so in the same way, as you consider this deep desire, this core aspiration for well-being, let your heart respond with caring and kindness and friendship, with love, wishing this person well, allowing the heart to flow toward that person with love and caring. And notice the quality of heart. If there's openness, or if there's an energetic flowing and if not, that's fine. So connect with that quality of caring, either by just being present in the heart, open to that person, that dear person, or just perhaps saying metta, or more specifically saying some intentions. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And continuing for a couple of minutes in silence. And now bring to mind somebody that, about whom you feel relatively neutral. So you don't feel very, very close to this person, nor do you feel very distant. And usually this person, the neutral person, is somebody that you know only perhaps by sight or just very in a very passing way. Might be a neighbor that you see around the neighborhood, or the clerk that works in the grocery store that you recognize, or a bus driver. Somebody at work, perhaps, you haven't gotten to know. And in the same way, have a sense of this person being present, either visually imaging this person in your mind or sensing their presence. And bring to mind that this person, like you, wishes to be well and happy. Wishes to not suffer. Even though you don't know this person, you can know something so intimate, so core about them, that like you, they want to have a sense of peace and happiness and well-being in their lives, however they might conceive that. And as you consider this, allow your heart to respond with caring and kindness, wishing them well, wishing they may have the happiness that they seek. And again, in the same way, noticing the quality of heart and connecting with that, or using simply the word metta or a phrase to connect your loving, your kind intention with this person. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. Now bring to mind somebody from whom you feel somewhat distant. Perhaps you find this person a bit difficult to communicate with, or somewhat unpleasant to be around, or perhaps there's some unresolved issue that you feel that causes you to feel distant from this person. And in the same way, bring a sense of this person being present with you, or you being somewhere with this person, either visually or viscerally sensing their presence. Bring to mind that, just like you, this person also wishes to be well, at peace, free from suffering. And allow your heart to respond with kindness, wishing that they may experience the peace, the contentment, the well-being that they seek. And in the same way, just noticing the quality of heart that's present as this intention is called forth. And in whatever way feels appropriate, offering this intention of kindness, well-wishing to this more distant person. Through just in silence offering metta or saying the word or offering these phrases. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And now, bring to mind the whole human family in all our rich diversity, and those that are being born in this moment, to those that are dying in this moment, male and female, every sexual orientation, gender identity, of every ethnicity, skin color, hair color, eye color, language, religion, culture. Every form of work, farm laborers and academicians and artists and writers, ministers, cooks, just the rich diversity of human life in all of its manifestations. And opening the heart with kindness and love, wishing that all may be well, that all may live in peace, all may have what they need. Bringing to mind those who are living in violence, in fear, in poverty, in sickness, opening the heart in compassion. Bringing to mind those who have good fortune, who have what they need for life, who are living in peaceful circumstances, developing themselves in mind and body and spirit, living in a way which is generous and fulfilling, and opening the heart with joy at their happiness, at their good fortune. and bringing to mind all the creatures of the earth, the creatures of the forests, the deserts, the mountains and meadows, the Arctic regions, the creatures of the waters, the oceans and lakes and rivers, and of the air, from the tiniest living being to the great, magnificent mammals of the oceans. May each be well. May each have what they need for life. Letting the heart open with loving kindness and caring and compassion also for their suffering, their pain, and joy for their enjoyment in life. And bringing to mind also the environments which support all of us in life. The oceans themselves, the mountains and deserts and Arctic regions and forests and jungles, tropics. These also are alive. These also we can offer love. Letting the heart open to the whole earth, Gaia, the interconnected web of life of which we are a part. May we be well. May all be well. May we all live in peace. Just opening the heart, wishing harm toward none, wishing well to all. And opening to the joy of this loving heart. A heart which wishes well for all beings. May all beings be well. May all beings have what they need for life. May all beings live in peace.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.